What I mean by this is, if you look at that little scenario above, I just said 80% was debt, I think, and 20% equity. But it's how did you get 80% and 20%? Did you get it just from looking at the balance sheets for the statements of financial position? If you did, then you've used book values. However, what you can do and what you should do in the exam is use market values, okay? Now, the market values of debt will probably be quite confusing at the moment, okay? But don't worry, we get into that in a bit more detail. So there can be a market value of debt, and the market value of shares is the share price, okay? So the market value of equity is the share price. So you can use book values just by looking at the balance sheet to work out how much debt and how much equity you've got. Or you can use market values, and the examiner will give you those market values. And if he does give you market values, always use them.